So we go now to Beirut, where the election results have just become official this morning. Haytham Nasr joins us. He's a 28-year-old from Beirut. Haytham, good morning.
Good morning.
This was your first election that you voted in?
Yes, it is. It is.
And can you tell us how you voted?
Well, basically, you know, went down in the morning. Polling stations were set up in different districts within Beirut and Lebanon. And I went down quite early and, you know, casted my vote. It was all very calm, very well organized. It was actually a very, very impressive kind of elections.
And who did you vote for, if I may ask?
I voted for March 14th. In specific, I was voting in Beirut. So I voted for Saad Hariri and his list.
Well, Haytham Nasr backed a winner when he voted this morning. The March 14th block, named after the date of a huge rally against Syria's military presence in 2005, won unexpectedly the balloting in Beirut, Lebanon. Also joining us is Amal Saad Ghoreb. She's an expert on Hezbollah and author of the book Hezbollah, Politics and Religion. Amal, this was really a setback for Hezbollah, which has seen political gains really going back decades in Lebanon. How would you gauge the significance of this victory of the March 14th coalition?
Well, I wouldn't call it a major setback, because Hezbollah and its allies did not enjoy a majority before this election. They were where they were the political minority then, as they are now. And in fact, the win that March 14 now has is practically the same as it was in 2005. However, I would say that the election result came as a very big surprise, not only to the opposition and Hezbollah in it, but to many international observers as well as opinion pollsters, all of whom had predicted a slim win by the opposition.
Peace in Lebanon has often depended upon a very precarious balance between the political forces, be they religious, be they so-called tribal. Would you say that this election represents a vote for equilibrium in Lebanon?
I don't really understand your point for equilibrium. In what sense?
Well, in the sense that have we achieved, does this election result mean that people have voted for a restoration of the balance between the political forces, and that stability and peace is much more interesting than the political programs of the individual groups?
Not really, because the country remains as polarized as ever. The March 14 camp, which is called in the Western media the Western-backed coalition, is in power again, and the opposition is out of power again. They support Hezbollah's right to retain its arms. They support resistance. They want Lebanon to remain out of the U.S. Orbit and so on. So these strategic issues remain sticking points, and on the contrary, I foresee a period now of instability and crisis if the winning camp does not allow the opposition to have a veto-wielding third of seats in the cabinet.
Well,
so I wouldn't say it's a vote for equilibrium, no.
All right, well, let's talk about the veto idea. The Constitution, when it when the government sort of reassembled itself and this election campaign began, gave Hezbollah a veto in the coalition. Is it possible they're going to reexamine that now as a result of this polling?
Yes, it is, because before these elections were held, the March 14 camp, the Western-backed coalition, were threatening that they would not accept an opposition veto-wielding third this time round, although that was the case last year. Last year, after the May 7 clashes, the Doha Accord was brokered, which led to an agreement whereby the opposition could enjoy a veto-wielding third. This time round, before the elections, March 14 has said they will not grant the other side a veto-wielding third, although the opposition had said if it would win, it would grant March 14 such veto power. So that's where the real problem lies today, if March 14 remains intransigent on this issue.
Well, Amal Saad Ghoreb, of course, describing the debate that's now going to begin with the election results as of today. Haytham Nasr, you voted for the March 14th coalition. Do you think this question of a veto and the suggestion that, in fact, there's going to be a period of crisis now, is that something that you're feeling this morning?
I actually have to disagree with Amal's remarks there. I think a lot of lessons have been learned from both sides in the past year, especially from, you know, the accord that took place in Doha. Even one of the major, you know, One of the major politicians in Lebanon, Jumblatt, openly came out and said
he's the Druze leader.
Very yes, exactly. But it's very important for us to move forward to actually acknowledge the mistakes, if you like, from both sides in the past year. And I think we are definitely going to see a different Lebanon. I think March 14th understands this. And moving forward, I can only see, it just be an excellent, excellent result for everyone.
Well, Haytham Nasser describing his first time voting in Lebanon, 28 years old. Thanks so much for joining us. He's a Lebanese Christian who voted for the March 14th coalition, which won. Amal Saad Ghoreb, finally, any suggestion, and some analysts here in the United States have suggested it, that there was an influence on the election by Barack Obama's very symbolic speech from Cairo last week, or is it pretty much irrelevant?
No, that's entirely irrelevant. Barack Obama's speech actually was not received very warmly in Lebanon by any side. People did not get their hopes up before he spoke, and in fact, his speech was widely read by Lebanese media as being high on style and very low on substance. So I would say that had absolutely nothing to do with the election results. If anything, it was mainly vote-buying and expatriate votes which tilted the results in March 14's favor.
All right, Amal Saad Ghoreb, an expert on Hezbollah and author of the book Hezbollah, Politics and Religion, suggesting that this election is not a sign of equilibrium, but a presage of possible crisis going forward in Lebanon. Amal, thanks so much.
Thank you.